Has anybody heard from Asker recently? Kind of curious.
I have. I sent him email and he didn't reply yet, so I wonder if he's away.
Okay. He may be on a... I can't remember if he had a vacation time coming up or what was going on.
He might be doing a delayed honeymoon, actually. I think he just got married not long ago.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
Well, congrats, Asker, if you're listening to the recording, which I doubt you are, but...
he did do a posting to the wiki last week.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that was the REST documentation. Okay. Well, I guess we should kick into the agenda. So, as usual, if people have other items you want to bring up development status-wise, we can do that. I thought we'd go through some of the development status items and then kick off on a more extended discussion on the London agenda and status on attendees and meeting space and all that. So the first thing I have to report is the Java 6 survey results are in. We got one out of 31 people who responded. Almost all were developers, which isn't surprising. I mean, most Fedora users, I think, are developers when it comes right down to it. So, or people who care about this kind of question, at least. So it seemed like everybody was fine with Java 6. As you know, we did the discussion on the list about the latest versions of app servers seem all fine with Java 6. So there was one, what I called, I guess, self-conflicting response. I wish I could have gotten more details from this person, but they didn't leave contact info. So they had said that it didn't work with their app server, but then they indicated that their app server was Tomcat 6. So maybe they were using something else, or I'm not sure. But we have looked at all the major app servers that are under development out there and seem to work well with it. So I kind of want to get this over with, but I'm trying to really make sure this is a well-planned decision to do the Java 6 thing, because it feels major, although it seems like everybody... You know, when I ask anybody, it's the only answer I get is yes, do it. So that's what I'm inclined to do. Does anybody have any final thoughts on this whole topic?
Yes, do it.
Yeah.
And it sounds like we just had a release that was compatible with Java 5, so at least the change is going to be pegged to a new release anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, I did have a short discussion with Tim Donahue also about this, and it's not a topic that they've really addressed yet on DSpace, and he was curious as to the outcome of this whole process for us. It's something they're certainly probably going to, you know, take up as a question too. But the integration that we have that exists between DSpace and Fedora to date is web service level integration. You know, the things that people have done. So I'm not afraid of us, you know, breaking any compatibility there at this point. But it does just seem like it's time to go ahead and call consensus on this and just do it. So that's what I'm hoping we can just do today. So I'm going to declare that we have consensus and we've gone through all the questioning we could for this. Just officially call this one fair game to work on. That was a little anticlimactic. So the other item, speaking of fairly significant changes, Aaron reported that he was able to get the repackaging of org.fedora repo done this week. So Aaron, you want to give us a report on that?
Yeah, so it was basically just so I had to make a lot of fairly, you know, mundane changes to get that done. But fortunately, you know, I was just stuck on planes and in airports all day, so it was kind of the ideal environment for doing something like that. So basically, I changed everything from Fedora to org.fcrepo and moved the location of some resources so that they appear in the class path under org.fcrepo, so on and so forth. And those are the only changes I made. One thing specifically I did not touch were the Melco named classes, like for the for Fessel PDP stuff. I updated all references to Fedora code from there, you know, fedora.star.org.fcrepo.star, but did not do any sort of naming changes to the Melco classes. And I don't know, I don't know much about them. And, you know, because we spoke about doing this refactoring as sort of a prerequisite for putting anything in Maven Central, you know, so I don't know if that's going to be a problem or not. Or
yeah, on the Fezzle classes, I guess my feeling on that is, it seems like we should, if we have code that we're that's sort of under the stewardship of this group, mm-hmm. Then it probably should be under our packaging hierarchy. That seems kind of logical. So I'm not sure of any reason why we wouldn't.
There's no reason not to. I mean, you know, there are a bunch of string changes that also need to get made in like property and config files if you rename any of the Melco packages. But if you want me to do that, Aaron, I can do that. Or if you're already ready to do that and just make sure you grep for those, that'll probably take care of it, because that's all I'd be doing anyway. But either way,
did you end up having to write a script to do any of this, Aaron? Did we lose Aaron?
Maybe that was Aaron that beeped off.
Yeah.
There was a beep.
Yep. It doesn't look like he's on. So while he's off, we'll just agree that he's doing it.
Good plan.
You know, actually, did anyone else get a chance to look at his branch? Because I haven't had a chance myself.
Yeah, I checked it out and
so
was able to do a config B test just fine.
So, and did you get a chance to confirm that we kept all the subversion history intact with the package renamings?
Because
that was the only thing I wanted to make sure, was that it was sort of a proper SEN move, that we didn't lose all the history.
Yeah, that's a good thing to check on. No, I didn't. I assume Aaron did it right, but it is a good thing to check on, because it can be a little tricky. So just checking one example package here. If I look at the history of constants, I see that it is a copy. So here, I'll just send a link to the IRC real quick. But as an example, that shows that in the history that constants was copied in that change set. So I think, I'm assuming he, followed that for everything just fine.
Okay.
Well, shoot. I wonder if he realizes he's disconnected. See if he's on Skype, just a sec here.
Because he fell off of the
this
chat
is
too.
Oh, there he is. Okay.
Yeah, so anybody who wants to update Ubuntu from something to Karmic, don't. It's horrible. You know, I've never had, you know, this, yeah, you know, just things drop off for no reason and so on and so forth. So anyway, I'm back.
Well, that's good to know, because I've had some trouble going to 9.10. That's 9.10, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Had a little trouble with that, too. So, anyway, sorry, Aaron, we were just talking about, Eddie was asking about the copying of things, so we retained the subversion history, and we were just looking at one example of that, and it looks like you issued copy commands for everything.
Oh, of course, yes.
So that should be good. Yeah, and I did a test. It would be nice to get a somebody to do a Windows test too. But I feel like if we're gonna do the Fezzel renaming, it seems like it might as well be done in this branch too. And just get package renaming over with. Aaron, I don't know how much of that you caught, but Eddie suggested either you could just finish it off in your branch or he could do it if you want him to, but I don't know.
So are we talking about renaming the melco.star to org.fedora.melco.star or something else?
Yeah, actually. Yeah. What do you think, Eddie?
I have to double check. I actually think I did rename one of the packages of one of the modules of the three Fezzel ones to what I planned to do it. So I think I did rename one of them to org.fc repo. I don't have it in front of me.
Eddie, I do remember one of them having org.fc repo classes in their packages. I think it was really only one, maybe two, that still use the Melco convention. But
so maybe, I mean, maybe we can just do a handoff then. I mean, if you're pretty much done with that branch, I can go in and. I can go in and rename the remaining Melco ones if you like.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, that's I can very well do that. Because it's just, I mean, renaming it is straightforward. You know, so as far as like just doing the labor, you know, I'm kind of sort of already primed for that. Unless you specifically would like to do that, in which
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
So it's just the root package name we need agreement on, or is that obvious at this point?
Well, that is a good question. I think so. So I just pulled it up. So the DAS module I relocated to org.fc repo server jazz. And so the PDP and PEP modules. I mean, it seems to me like it's org.fc repo. It's either org.fc repo server PEP and PDP or server security, you know, PEP and PDP. But it would be sort of, I mean, there's no point to keep the Melco prefix. I mean, the Melco, that's just confusing, I think, to anyone looking at the source tree.
Yeah. Clearly, Eddie is just working on breathing today.
Yeah, I've been bedridden for like almost a week. I'm told it's not swine flu, so.
Well, that's good.
That's all right. We're starting to peak on the seasonal flu.
I don't know if anyone has any thoughts on that. I mean, I guess relocating under server security makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be okay with that.
You want to transition the Jazz also to server security?
Oh, that's probably good too. Yeah, because it's just server Jazz, right? So it should go server security Jazz.
Okay, certainly. It sounds straightforward enough to do. As far as testing Fezzle, so I can do that and verify that, you know, the code seems to work, but I don't really what best I can do to verify that Fezzle is working. You know,
there is actually, I mean, it's, if you don't have it set up, it's a pain in the, a little bit of a pain in the ass, but you need DBXML installed. So if you don't want to deal with it, I can do the testing after you do the read AB, or, I mean, there is actually a config C test. Wait, config C, config AB. Yes, a new config C test. Which is supposed to be with Fezzle. It's just basically config B plus you enable Fezzle.
Okay, well, I can give that a try then, you know, because I might as well.
But you do need to install the EVXML, and it'll take like, I don't know, half an hour, 45 minutes to build. So, you know, go get that built, I don't know, before you have dinner or something.
Okay, and if those suite of tests pass, and you know no smoke pours out of the machine, then it's okay enough, you think?
Yeah, there's actually one failure in config C, which Nish never got around to resolving, but I think it's just the one. I'd have to go double check what it is.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll just, you know, run the same tests on the existing trunk, and if I see the same set of failures, I'll declare it a success.
Yeah, because everything, it's like one out of the, you know, the 300 or something that was not working.
Okay. So supposing I do that this afternoon, then, would we all be ready for that to be merged to trunk, or would we want to wait for somebody to be able to test it in Windows just to verify that all the you know, command line stuff works as advertised? Do we need to wait for anybody to do anything else, or would we be good?
Unless anybody has any significant work at it, it seems to me like we can live a little dangerously on this one. I mean, you know, we both tested it. We're not planning on doing a release against trunk right away. It feels like if there is a problem, you know, it's just going to have to be
fixed
anyway. And, you know, tests are passing. So,
okay. Feels like, yeah. I just wanted to rip the Band-Aid off, you know, quick, sooner rather than later, you know?
Yeah.
So, I'll just do that. I'll just work on the, finish up the refactoring of the PDP and security Fezzle stuff, and then commit to trunk once I'm done and once it passes its tests. or to the degree at which it should.
Yeah, actually, if this is the plan, it probably would facilitate things for people not to commit to trunk until Aaron is done and and committed and rip that Band-Aid quickly.
Yeah, that'll make the merging job
much easier.
More straightforward.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll watch for your commit, Aaron, and thanks a lot for taking that on. I wanted to record the fact that I think we still do need to have, maybe we just open a separate item for this, but we need some sort of compatibility jar or something.
Yeah, I specifically did not address that issue. This is just the refactoring.
And that makes sense. This thing can come later. I mean, it just needs to come sometime before our next release, but for old LL store plugins. So I'm just adding it to this for now, but we can create an issue for that later.
Wait, what is this? What is this compatibility jar?
So we talked about when this topic came up, the you know, what could this possibly break? And one of the obvious things was existing low-level storage plugins.
Okay, outside.
Yep. So ideally, this is just a little jar we put in third party or something that just hangs around for a little while we let people adjust. Moving on, we've got to get into the London discussion, so I do want to kind of breeze by the next couple topics if we can. I had noted that Aaron's created the maintenance 3.3 branch, and as we talked about before, Eddie, you weren't here, but there have been some bugs discovered against 3.3, and we decided it's quite possible that we could do a 3.3.1 release. So for the time being, maintenance 3.3 has been created, and Aaron, it looks like, has diligently put the bug fixes over to that branch. So I think we're good there for the time being.
One thing, though, is that in Jira, there is for a maintenance branch. You know, so I can't necessarily indicate on the bugs that, yes, in fact, they're in the maintenance branch for 3.3.
Oh, well, I can do that. I'll do that just to be consistent with Fedora Maintenance 2.2.
Right. But, you know, I think that, you know, just maintaining that maintenance branch seems appropriate, you know, given, you know, the changes that we're making are, you know, Java 6 and then the renaming and so on and so forth, you know.
Yeah.
It might make people want to hang on to 3.3 a little bit longer than otherwise.
Okay, that version does exist now in Jira. So the last thing was I just noticed in watching the tracker stuff go by that I don't know if people caught this when I mentioned it before, but there's this fairly, on the surface, is fairly simple specification that came out of a group of familiar names in this community, including Herbert von de Sample and Michael Nelson, called Memento. And this is basically a small extension to the HTTP spec, which allows you to pass an accept date time parameter. And I thought this would be a neat thing to have in Fedora. Anywhere where it accepts as of date time as a parameter, it could optionally follow this memento protocol in those cases. And we could, you know, have compatibility with memento aware clients, which Lanel has started to develop one. And I've noticed, at least watching Twitter, that several of the other archives out there are starting to include support. And I think there was like a specific wiki that's doing it now, and it seems like it's really gaining some traction. So Chris Beer has just submitted this patch, which does this for the existing REST API. And I've got it out in a branch right now. It's actually pretty small bit of code to implement, which is great. Should be easy to review, but I do want to make sure it gets some tests, because I think that like the date format for Memento is the expected date format is a little different than what we normally expect in as of date time, and we just need some unit test coverage on it, I think, to get it into trunk. So that's hanging out there right now. But anyway, that was a nice surprise to see last night. Thorny, do we have you? Wonder who that was. Well, why don't we kick into the London meeting plans for now and see if Thorny rejoins us shortly. So where we left this as of last week was we had agreed on the dates. So it's the 23rd and the 24th of next month. And we're starting to discuss where we're going to meet specifically. Some people are starting to get their travel scheduled, and we're also starting to get into the discussion of the agenda. So we thought the exercise last week would be, you know, we had a few potential topics, but we wanted to get a better sense of what people felt would be good topic areas to focus on in this meeting. So a few people, so we solicited some comments on the list, and there's actually a wiki page which should have linked to here, but it's under face-to-face meetings, so it's under the London Committer meeting page, where Thorny has just put the whole list of potential topic areas for this. So hopefully with the remaining time today, we can get some sense of the 3 to 4 topic areas for discussion at this meeting. But before we do that, okay, I just pasted that URL to the IRC. Before we do that, I wanted to see if anybody had any last minute additions for topic areas on this, on the list. So right now we have the more sophisticated content modeling that includes things like ECM, WSDL parsing, storage pluggability, which includes possibly hierarchical and multiplex storage, performance and caching. So we know there was some interest from folks at Atos about that specifically. But it seems to be a pretty popular topic from Thorny's described in his travels. We've got relationships and triple store integration. So this is actually could potentially be broken out into several other subsections, but there still seems to be a pretty strong level of interest around that. Module architecture. So we could potentially dig in further on the OSGI discussion. Extended service execution. So this is an addition based on the feedback from last week. And this is really just the dissemination side of the CMA. So allowing it to plug into different kinds of services in more flexible ways. We had the messaging topic. The next generation REST API, which had quite a lot of interest just prior to the 3.3 release, which I think still has a good amount. Workflow integration for the Fedora system namespace. Okay, I'm wondering if somebody Well, it looks like we got Thorny back. So, Thorny, do you know where
back.
That one came
Sorry.
From?
My power blipped, and that means my internet goes out temporarily. So, this was something Mark Leggett sent, and I don't know. He didn't elaborate at all. He just, I think he sees it as a general issue, and it may not be appropriate for this, but I went ahead and put it on the list.
Okay. Well, it sounds like it may be a specific feature suggestion that falls into some larger category. I guess workflow is a huge net, though. It's a hard one to, I mean, if you have a meeting about workflow, you know, that's usually not going to end up having a good result.
Well, and there is an area on the Fedora Create site to talk about workflow issues, so maybe I'll point them there.
Yeah. Or it could be, I mean, we've had this sort of open discussion for some time about what, you know, what, trying to understand what pieces Fedora Core can have that would enable workflow. It seems like it's fair game for us to address. It's just we'd need more specifics, I think, and we'd probably want to put it under a bigger category. There was another thing that Kai, are you on the call?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah. So Kai, you had mentioned an interest in doing the web dev support also, right?
Yeah, sure.
So that's another one that, even though it's not listed specifically on this list, feels like something that is certainly worth discussing. So maybe, I mean, it could make sense to just group a few of those things into one sort of miscellaneous section, but still have these focus areas for the majority of the discussion when we're out in London. So keep that in mind. Creating an OWL ontology. So this, that's kind of a bridge. To me, it seems like kind of somewhere in between enhanced content modeling and relationships and triple store integration. But it's another one of those, seems like kind of a MISC item, which would be good to go through, but might not warrant a whole section. So, and then better administrative tools. So these were the object builders we've talked about, and some sort of policy editor. So we know, well, first of all, in going through that list for the first time here, are there any topic areas that popped into people's heads during that were conspicuously absent?
Well, I had considered earlier this morning whether to suggest the validation patterns framework, that sort of stuff, because that's come up in conversation several times.
Yeah. Might as well add it as a candidate for now. I thought
security.
You had to say that. Oh boy. Yeah. Yep. There's that. Okay.
One thing I was I was thinking of, this is one or maybe two things, and they're both not top level elements, but we've mentioned in passing Trippy and whether we want to kind of double down on that as an intermediary to different triple stores, or or just expose the Mulgara servlets or what have you. Related to that, and this is a pretty minor one, but it would be cool if the resource index search output could be available in JSON. It makes it easier to kind of pull things in. So, and that's in the Mulgara servlets right now. So I say it's kind of one of those, you know, follow-on things. So.
Yeah. Those are good ones. Yeah, those are specific ones I'm adding right now under. Right now, I'm just putting them under relationship and triple store integration. But it strikes me also, did we have the JSON discussion in regard to REST as well? I think, well, that was part of the discussion, wasn't it? So far, the next generation REST API.
One other thing I wanted to add, I that create an OWL ontology is something that there's an issue already in JIRA that it's, and I assigned it to me. I've done a little bit of work on that, but it's just one of those things that it's not there's a right answer to what the ontology is. So I'm going to try and get some stuff up on pages to have people discuss, but I suspect that it's the kind of thing that is going to be better served if we can just have a conversation about how everyone wants to think about something instead of the way that it is.
Makes sense. So I'm also, while I'm at it, adding the web dev support as another item for potential discussion. So, we could mix and match these categories in a variety of ways. The thought in coming up with a few topic areas was we've got 2 days, but we're not going to really cover everything. So felt like if we, zeroed in on some of the hotter topics, that would be good. So if we've got, significant interest in some of these areas, then that would be certainly possible to treat that as one of our major areas for discussion.
One of the questions that I had was whether or not you wanted to split the time between very, very focused items and things which have wide architectural significance, but take a little bit discussion in order to try to see how they fit across the different issues.
Yeah.
An example is Spring. And, how that might affect, doing support for the triple stores and relatively generic connectors for transactions.
So I wonder, it does feel like to me also that we've got enough of these smaller, more constrained topics that to talk about, and then we've got these larger, more provocative topics. And I wonder if we did something like, some kind of split out like you're suggesting, Dan, if it makes more sense to do one before the other. So one idea is we start out with the bigger topics, the first day or what have you. We start with a good 2.5 hours dedicated to the bigger topics. And then out of those could come some concrete items that, we clearly want to maybe nail down a little bit further, but those kind of go in the bag of more well-constrained items that then, we work out the second day or try to, I mean, at the end of the second day, it seems like it would be great to come out with not only the better feel for the general, you know, where we're taking the architecture, but also real concrete ideas of how we're going to get there. So, any other thoughts on the ordering or structure of this?
A couple things. One is, you know, it sounds like there's going to be a fairly large group potentially, and it may be that there, you know, there are subgroups of that are interested in certain of these topics. I'm just wondering if it would make sense to you know, do some parallel topic discussions that allow us to get through a little bit more of the items on here without necessarily requiring the entire group to participate in everything.
Yeah. Well, there's the small issue of space. and I think right now we're struggling to, I mean, we're going to have space no matter what, but we're finding it a little bit difficult to come up with space. Given that, it seems like we should assume we're going to have a space where it's going to be probably maybe difficult to separate out without making too much noise for one group or another.
I wonder if Bill's idea wouldn't be well served in before the meeting. In other words, if there are certain topics and people naturally group around them, to have some separate phone conversations before we actually go to the meeting, that could be valuable.
Yeah. So the idea being that helps to constrain the discussion, you know, it helps to bring it along that far, and then that group can bring the sort of the smaller bits back to the bigger group.
Because really the idea of the face-to-face is to handle the stuff that is really, really hard to talk about unless you've got everybody there and you get a kind of a multi-dimensional talk going. It's the one place where we can actually have multidimensional discussions.
But I think Chris is right. We're not going to be in a situation where we're going to have breakout rooms in addition to probably just a straightforward conference room is what we're going to end up with. So we can't, you know.
Yeah, but I'm thinking the advantage is not to break up. For a meeting like this. bar talk or room talk afterwards, great.
Yep. So the other question is there any intention on trying to get any focus or understanding about the next release or two in this, or is it purely a topical set of discussions?
Well, I think the original idea was that it sort of transcended release schedules a bit, and that what may very well come out of it is a list of things that that we say, you know, will this make sense scheduling wise, or just, you know, as far as our strategy to put this roadmap in place, it makes sense to do X first and Y first, and that would probably make sense to put in 3.4, for example. So, I mean, as with everything, it relates, but it wasn't really the main point to just talk about the next release, but more the bigger roadmap.
Yeah, just makes sense to have that clear up front so we don't start going down that road.
Yeah, and that's going to be somewhat freeing too, because we won't have to say, well, you know, let's make this compromise for the time being. We could say, well, here's how it should be.
I also thought I remember heard it mentioned that, you know, we might, you know, after this meeting kind of identify some things to work on or experiment with or think about or test the waters, you know, in advance of, you know, regrouping at OR10 to sort of, you know, with a matured perspective, you know, continue conversation started here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a real important point. This is a first opportunity that then we already have a lot of you will be at OR10, and that's one of the reasons I was trying to get this scheduled now. But I think what you said is exactly right.
So it seems like, I mean, we can play with the structure a little bit in the coming weeks, but it sounds like we're something starting to kind of bubble up, which is, you know, this idea of we have these focused areas, but actually prior to that, I mean, we identify them and then we get the groups that are interested in those defined so that they can sort of have some pre-meeting discussion to kind of prep for it, and then plan on talking about these with the wider group. So along those lines, structure-wise, I was kind of thinking it would make sense as we define these areas to, well, initially just get people's take on which topic areas are of most interest to them. And then from that, start to maybe define or identify who's going to lead what parts of the discussion. So I can imagine, you know, maybe for the CMA or the ECM, that maybe Asger, who I believe is attending at this point, it plays a real significant role in that discussion. And then, you know, maybe for the RDF or REST stuff that Steve plays a big role or, you know. But I guess the first step is really to narrow in on these topic areas and just get registered interest. So we have kind of a flat list at the for the time being. Some of them are smaller. Some of them are bigger. Do we already have a sense? I think, Zorni, you mentioned that the content modeling stuff was clearly, you know, we had a lot of interest in that, and that's probably going to be a major topic area that we can kind of just call decided at this point, right?
Yeah, that was the one thing that showed up. The responses I got back with emails in the last few days were basically all over the map, but that was the one thing that everybody, almost everybody mentioned, not everybody, but almost everybody.
Yeah.
And the whole initial push for this meeting came out of a content model discussion that we were having at Oxford, too, which was there are people developing software already that fit under that. So I think it's clearly one of the big topics.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense. So how do we come up with this list of, well, two or three other items, I guess? Shall we? I mean, a couple options. We could just go through right now and just get people to register their top two or three items here and just tally them up. Or we could take it offline and maybe do a little Survey Monkey. Because I'm not sure at this point. I don't feel like people are really coalescing around any of these other items.
It seems like it might be easier just to, you know, set up a doodle or something that has the list and everyone can just check the ones, you know, say check three.
Yeah. Yeah. See which ones come up. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So we can.
Yeah, I think the SurveyMonkey idea is a good one, Chris.
Yep. Yeah. So. Well, after the call, we'll come up with the structure for that, since, as we mentioned, some of them are maybe smaller miscellaneous things. Either they'll be put into a bigger topic or separated out into a miscellaneous category.
Yeah. Chris, I think you should just make an editorial set of decisions about what you put in this SurveyMonkey and then just do it.
Yeah.
I think we got enough of a sense of this, and you can figure out which ones are the big topics and then just put them out there.
Yep. Other details on the meeting, Thorny, maybe just a report on where we're at with space and stuff.
Okay. All right. I have... I've written to Dave Flanders because I thought he was my best bet to get some good space, maybe at the University of London like he did last time. But he hasn't written me back, so I don't know if he's read my mail or, you know, I don't know what's going on. So if anyone is in contact with Dave Flanders, if you could casually mention this meeting and the fact we're looking for space, I'll follow up with him too. Another option, which I have people at King's working on, King's College in London working on, they have a new center, the group that Mark Hedges and Tobias Blanke and Lorna Hughes, for those of you who've been around Fedora for a long time, you might remember Lorna. They all work together at King's, and they have a new center that's just opened up that has some conference facilities, which we might have a chance at getting one of those rooms. So that's my biggest hope at the moment. And Steve Bayless mentioned an interesting fallback, which is to have pubs in central London sometimes have function rooms above them that we could actually meet in a pub. I kind of like that idea. If we need to pay for a room, that could be a low-cost option. But anyway, so we're still working on it. If anybody has any ideas for institutions that would give a free room for 2 days to a nonprofit group like ours, let me know. But and also, shaking Dave Flanders' tree is a good thing if anyone can do that.
Hey, Thorny, it's Brad. Okay. I'm going to be in contact with him later this week on some coordination, so I'll certainly do that for you.
Okay, good. Just anyone that can prod him a little bit. I don't know what, if he may be working on it and he just didn't get back to me. I don't know, but I haven't heard back, so don't know quite how to push harder. So
yeah,
that's basically it at this point.
Okay. And on the wiki that everybody should have seen by now, I'm thinking about switching it over. So I'll take the people have been updating their status on the old meeting notes page. I'll probably switch that over to either a dedicated page or subsection under the main page for the meeting. And I'll let people know when that's done, or I'll make it real obvious. It looks like we may have Paul Pound attending from UPEI, Lee Namba from Atos. Sounds like he's quite interested in coming along. Has anybody else had a chance to talk with other folks about their interest in showing up?
I have a message that's going to go out to people at Sun today to ask them if they can send someone, but I haven't. I'm going to get that out today.
Yeah, Thorny, I kind of I told Donna that you'd be sending a note at some point.
Okay, good. Well, I've written it. I just was waiting to after this meeting, I was going to revisit it and then send it. So it'll go out today. I think, we'd like to have a committer from Sun if we could eventually. So this is a good opportunity to start building. Part of the logic behind this meeting was to bring some of these contributors to the meeting in an effort to get both get more contributions, but also to possibly grow the committers group a little.
Yeah. Makes sense. Well, just make sure as you get people confirmed or have a pretty clear idea that they want to come, that they're added to the list so we know.
Yeah.
Looks like quite a significant number of the committers are going to be able to make it, and then we'll have at least several guests, so that'll be good.
Yeah. I think I mentioned last week that I wrote to Andrew Treloar in Australia, but he's on vacation. So I'm trying to get somebody from there, but I don't know. They probably won't make this meeting, but maybe soon after they can get involved.
All right. Well, we're at our hour mark. Any other things, Thorny, that you want to hit on with the meeting? Or?
No, I can't think of anything. Well, I'm hoping maybe we can have some closure on the room by the end of the week or the end of next week. Let's be by the end of next week, I'd really like to have the meeting space settled so everybody knows where it is. Because it'll be easier to book your hotel if you're coming directly for that, to be somewhere near where the meeting space is. This meeting space that King's College has is down on the Strand, I think, for those of you who know London. Down at the King's College has a campus down on the Strand, and it's a pretty central, pretty easy place to get to in London, so that would be good. But if it's not that, if it's King's, I mean, at University of London, where Dave Flanders holds meetings usually, that's up by Russell Square. But hopefully we'll have that set soon so people can finish their planning.
Could we just get a bubble on the London Eye and just keep going around and around?
Well, I suggested a park, you know, if everything else fails.
Really? In February,
I'd like the idea of a pub myself. But.
A pub fairs in the park, I think, in February.
Yeah. Well
yeah.
We also
yeah.
have the... The hotel room idea, which we've actually done before for a smaller group, but, you know, you kind of want to avoid that if you can.
Yeah.
I
think we'll find something. I'm not
yeah,
sure.
We still got time.
Yeah. How about the British Museum? Everything else is there.
Well, that's right next to this London University of London spaces where Birkbeck College, where... Dave had the last Dev 8 meeting, which is that where he's having this one, Chris? Do you know?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I thought it was similar, but I didn't see a reference to Birkbeck, so I'm not sure on that.
Well, there's a lot of different facilities within that campus, so.
Okay. Well, I think we should wrap it up for today. And I'll get back with everybody on the little SurveyMonkey to the attendees now that we have the list. And we'll plan on talking more next week. Thanks, everybody.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.
Talk to you later.
The moderator has disconnected.